Hello and welcome to this week's Oxcast Extra. I'm here with Kerry Cadwalader from the Berwick, Berks and Oxfordshire Wildlife Trust, and she is the Environmental Educational Manager for Oxfordshire. Hello, Kerry.
Hello.
What does Berkshire, Buckinghamshire and Oxfordshire Wildlife Trust do?
Oh, we do a whole range of things. So we manage over 80 nature reserves across those three counties. We run education programmes from four different centres, and I'm the education manager for Oxfordshire. So at the centre that I work at, Sutton Courtney near Didcot, we see more than 3,000 children a year on school trips, and probably about the same number of children again then come to see us during the school holidays for their activities. As well as that, we get involved in campaigning and lobbying government for laws to protect wildlife.
Fantastic. And how did you become involved?
I've really wanted to do this for a very long time. I always wanted to work outdoors. I was never very keen on the idea of being stuck inside an office. And actually, from quite a young age, I went along to activities at my local country park in Kent, where I grew up. And as I got older, I started volunteering. And as a teenager, I worked for the local country park a little bit in the visitor centre. And it made me really want to get into this sector. And then after that, I studied ecology at university. And I've gone on to work in various education roles since then. So sometimes with very young children, so kind of wild play and introducing them to the outdoors, all the way up to teaching A-level and even adult learning sessions in the South Wales where I used to work.
And there are lots of exciting events happening over half term for Wild at Heart, especially at Sutton Courtney. What's on?
Well, we have got 3 days of events at Sutton Courtney and we're having a party. We're celebrating the new year. I gave up years ago having New Year's resolutions in January because it's not New Year for winter. It's dark and it's cold and lots of things are hibernating or dormant. But by this time of year, nature's starting to wake up. I think it's a much better time to really get out there, make a commitment that you're going to do something fun outdoors. So we're having a party to celebrate. We're going to be playing party games. We're going to be making party hats. We've got some animal sounds that we're going to be listening to, some animal dances that we're going to be doing. So we're really thinking about what nature does at this time of year. So we're particularly thinking about animals waking up, animals starting to find their mates, so the various things that they do to show off. So displaying their feathers, which is why we're going to be making some lovely feather headdresses, doing display dances, meeting a mate, starting to make nests and to lay eggs to have young, depending on the different animals. So that's our plan for the 3 days. We're going to be open on the Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday of half term from 10 till 3. You don't need to book for our events, you can just turn up. And the activities are suitable for primary school age children, so bring the whole family. You're welcome to stay all day, you're welcome to bring a picnic and just come and really enjoy being outside this half term.
What's the best dance?
I don't know, I haven't practiced them all yet, so I think people will have to come down to see us in action, really. I should say, as well as the activities that are happening at Sutton Courtney Centre, which is near Didcot, there will also be activities going on at our centre at Meadow Farm, which is near Bicester. So they will be running pond dipping activities for children, for teenagers and also for grown-ups, because lots of grown-ups find that they loved it when they were young, or maybe they never got a chance and they want to have a go. So they'll be doing that. And then also on Friday the 19th of February, they're having a bird themed event. So they're going to show you how to make some bird feeders that you can take up home to attract wildlife to your garden. And they're also going to be looking at some owl pellets, which is fascinating because owls cough up everything that they can't digest. So if you collect the pellet and you find all the little bones and the feathers and the fur or the skull of the animal that they've been eating. So I think my record so far is 6 mice skulls out of 1 pellet.
Wow, impressive.
Yeah, it's amazing what they cram in there. So that's well worth a look as well.
Brilliant. You've already briefly touched upon this with the bird feeders. What can people do to encourage wildlife in their area?
The main thing is to make the most of the space that you've got. There's a huge amount of land, particularly in the city, but in bigger towns and across the country that are privately owned or in people's gardens. And actually, we keep seeing more and more people are paving over their front garden to make driveways. I keep seeing gardens with AstroTurf in the back, which is a slight concern. But, you know, really try to make the most of what you've got. A small amount of water makes a big difference. So even if you haven't got space for a bigger pond, washing up bowl with some water in makes a big difference. That gives birds somewhere to have a drink. You do find that you even get frogs laying their frog spawn in the tiniest bit of water. If you can feed the birds, that's great. But also thinking about what you're planting in the garden. So maybe planting some native things, perhaps having hedges rather than fences or walls. So just try to make some areas of your garden a little bit wilder. Don't worry about being too neat all the time. You know, actually a little pile of sticks and logs or a little bit of grass that you leave unmown with some wildflowers in can make a massive difference to wildlife in our gardens. So I think the main thing is resist the urge to tidy.
That's great advice. Take that fully on board.
Excellent.
Where do you think the best place in Oxfordshire is for a frosty winter's walk?
Oh, fantastic question. That's a really difficult one, and there's probably going to be lots of reserve wardens that I know at different sites saying, oh, you didn't say mine. I love to go to Warburg Nature Reserve, which is just outside Henley. It's a beautiful area in the Chilterns of ancient woodland, but they've also got some nice meadowy areas there as well. I think that's a hard one to beat.
And how can people get involved with the work that Wildlife Trust does?
There's lots of ways that people can get involved. We do loads of work on reserves across the county and working with protected species across the county, but we're only able to do that thanks to the support of our members. So you can become a member of the Wildlife Trust, and with the money you donate, we use that to do the important work that we do. We have a family membership package, so we do produce magazines on a quarterly basis for children, and they come with stickers and lots of activity ideas. So the Wildlife Watch, the family membership, is a fantastic thing to do. We're always really, really grateful of volunteers. So there's lots of conservation work parties that go on. So if you're interested in getting some experience in this sector, or if you just want to get out and get some fresh air, meet some nice people, get a little bit fitter, joining one of the conservation work parties is a great thing to do. But the other thing is just get involved, come along to our events, come along to our guided walks, come and say hi, use our nature reserves and really enjoy the wildlife that we have here in Oxfordshire.
I noticed on your website that there's a campaign to help the water vole. I didn't realise that water voles were in decline.
Water voles have undergone a massive decline. They certainly have, from their peak population, have dropped massively. We are doing work in Oxfordshire to try and conserve them. They live on the canals, they live on some of the waterways in the area. At Sutton Courtney, where I work, we have I say it's a stream that's running through the site. Really, it's a drainage ditch. It's a drainage ditch for Milton Park Business Park. But on our section of it, it's obviously a little bit wilder. And actually, we do have water voles there. And using our ponds, you were telling me before we started this interview that you've seen a water vole recently.
Yeah, in Abingdon. I thought it was a rat. And then I watched this video today and then I realised, oh, there's a water vole.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Well, I mean, the way people usually know water voles is that the character Ratty in Wind in the Willows was actually a water vole, so people quite often make that mistake. Mm-hmm. But you were really, really lucky to see one. As I say, I work on a site full-time that has water voles, and generally I get very excited if I find a little pile of water vole poo or I can see where they've been nibbling the grass. I very rarely see them. Yeah. Quite often you just hear that characteristic plop as they jump into the water. So sometimes you hear, but you don't see.
Yeah.
But we're doing a bit of work at our site at the moment to try and improve the habitat for them. So the main problem that we've got is the banks of our ditch are very overshadowed. So actually we're trying to open that up because it's very overshadowed by trees. There's not very much lower growing vegetation, grasses and flowers growing alongside the bank. So by letting a bit of light in, there's a bit more vegetation there for the voles to eat. Mm. And hopefully that will improve the population on our site.
Yeah. If there was any creature or plant that you could see their circumstances improving and increasing in the UK, what would it be?
That's a really good question as well. I'm delighted to see that the otter population has recovered so well in recent years. I'm a big otter fan, as lots of the children that I've taught will tell you, because I always tell them that otters are my favourite. And actually otters now are doing much better than they were 50, 60 years ago. So that's a really good success story, and hopefully that will continue. I'd love to see red squirrels doing much better. That's something that I've... an animal that I would love to see in the UK that I haven't actually ever seen in the UK. I've seen it when I've been on holiday in other places. So it would be lovely if they could really reclaim some of their old strongholds, but I think that's quite a big ask at the moment, unfortunately.
What has the Wildlife Trust got planned for the future?
Hopefully we'll continue to keep up the good work. So we are getting very busy at our education centre now. We've got lots more children coming this summer, and we'll continue to do the work that we currently do with our nature reserves. We are particularly interested in the moment at the health of our rivers. So we've done some work recently in Banbury, looking at the health of the river flowing through Banbury, some work on the Cherwell, and we're hoping that we can do even more work in coming years to improve the quality of rivers and river wildlife in our area. The other thing that we've been working very hard on over the last 2 or 3 years is the Wild Oxford project. So some people may have heard of that. The Wildlife Trust has been working in partnership with the local council to do work on 3 sites within the city boundaries. And those are sites that contain a very rare habitat. They contain calcareous fen, which is something I didn't know existed before I came to Oxfordshire. So there's been a lot of work done in those 3 sites. I've been involved in a little bit of the work at Rivermead, which is a site on the edge of Rose Hill. And I know my colleague, who is the Wild Oxford Project officer, has been working quite closely with Rose Hill School, and he's been taking children from the school and from the Rose Hill Junior Youth Club out to really enjoy the reserve.
Brilliant.